Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey everyone, today I'm joined with my friend Wendy Koch. She's an author of paranormal romance. She also has a podcast called A Juicy Pear Podcast. So she's a lot like me, and today we're going to talk about reincarnation. I'm so excited. Welcome to the show, Wendy.
I'm always excited to come on your show, Leslie. It's fun. We always have a lot of fun together.
We have so much fun. And, you know, we love the same things. We write a lot about the same things. And I was asking you the other day, I was like, hey, you want to hop on the podcast and talk about reincarnation? I just learned some kind of newer things about it. And I thought, yeah. So
we were sisters in a past life.
You know, hey, you might be in my soul family because there's a reason we connected, right?
Right. Exactly.
And we've known each other, well, since we've been podcasting for 4 years.
I know. I don't think people realize all the work involved in podcasting and, you know, marketing, finding the talent, editing the show, getting it all out there. It's just, it's a lot and it requires a lot of time too. It's fun, but it is a timely thing.
It is. The editing. I mean, I'm really happy when it's done, but girl.
I know. And we both have a passion for it.
I know. So, okay, let's talk about reincarnation, girl. So, reincarnation, and I looked it up, I Googled it in the Googles, and it says, reincarnation is the rebirth of a soul in a new body. Before we get way into this, I wanted to talk about, just like when we talked about at the very beginning, I do think that we have soul families, and I do think that sometimes people come and go in our lives. They may or may not be in our soul families, but I think the ones that kind of stick around probably are our soul, you know, part of our family.
Absolutely. Yeah. I absolutely believe in soul families. And I feel like, you know, they kind of just wait for their whole group, you know, to pass on or whatever. Yeah. So then they all meet together up there in the heavens. And, you know, they kind of decide, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Or maybe a few people from the group might decide, you know, I don't know if I want to reincarnate and come back. You know, I might want to just hang out up here with a couple of y'all, you know, whatever, and have assignments up there. But I definitely believe in soul families. I think that's a real thing.
Yeah, because, you know, we have a linear life here and up there, time doesn't exist. So I do think that all, and this is something my friend Jen Sterling, she doesn't love this idea. She's like, nothing is happening all at once. And I'm like, honey, it really truly is. Everything is happening at once. I have this big higher soul. In my mind, this is how it works. I have this big higher soul, like higher self, oversoul, whatever you want to call it. And I have all of these fractals of different souls experiencing life either on this earth or maybe another planet or whatever. And it's all happening now. So, and that's hard to wrap your head around.
It is a hard thing, but I see what you're saying. I do, because I think we're a part of a bigger whole. Yeah. Like there's only a part of us, a part of our soul or whatnot that is down here experiencing things and, you know, experiencing what it's like to have trouble and problems and, you know, resolving them and learning and things like that. And that's why we come here to learn. Exactly. And yeah, I do feel like we're part of a whole. That's for sure.
Yeah. I kind of liken it to, okay, so the oversoul or the higher self is like the book and we are the chapters. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. So that's a great way of saying it.
Yeah. So, and I also, you know, people are like, oh, well, how did I pick this life? And I've talked about this many times on my podcast. And I think we do. I think that we don't have the contrast in spirit like we have here. We come here to experience the emotion. We don't have the ego like we have here. Like, you know, there's, love, it's all love up there. And we can say, you know, when you're in spirit, you can go, oh, I miss Wendy. And all of a sudden, you're standing right next to Wendy. You're in spirit. You can do whatever you want. Oh, I want to go to Atlantis. Well, you can go 25,000 years and go to Atlantis. You know, you've got that experience. But it's still, the big book is there. You're that big book. But we're actually experiencing life for the connection with God. Because I do believe we are all God experiencing itself.
Yeah, I love the idea that, you know, we come down here to experience contrast, Now, I feel like there's still an element of surprise. We don't subconsciously know when we come down through the veil or whatever, but we're on a path, but there's a couple different paths we can take. Right. And I feel like because the world is so chaotic, there's a lot of chaos going around, that there's still a possibility for you to kind of get thwarted from your pathway. But you always have a choice, and then it can get turned around, so to speak. Like, God will take something horrible and turn it into something good. You know, yeah, it's hard to wrap my brain around it, but I think that possibly that's what it is. You know, we pick a pathway, but it's not cemented in stone, if that makes sense.
You know, we have free will, and we also can derail. Yeah. And because of those two things, you know, we have the free will. And if I came here to maybe stop some kind of generational trauma, which I do believe I did do that already, but I don't succeed at it. It's not like I had a wasteful life, because you do learn other things. But sometimes you want to learn things you don't necessarily always learn, or you're an overachiever and you are like learning and stopping generational trauma left and right, you know. But there's some really cool stories that I know that I have, and I know Wendy has one. So tell me about the story you heard about this little boy.
Oh, yeah. So this is a famous reincarnation story about this little boy. He was about 2 years old, and he kept saying that he was this fighter pilot. Well, he would have all these nightmares. And from a young age, he had a strong interest in airplanes. He began having nightmares at age 2, and this included screaming about a plane on fire. And his parents were alarmed. You know, they were wondering what was going on. Then as he got older, he kept having very unusual interests in planes, but repeated nightmares. Yeah. And he could verbatim give back very specific details of a plane crashing. Yeah. So, you know, he kept telling his parents, I was a pilot. I was on fire. You know, my plane went down. And they were like, what? Yeah. And so they did some investigating.
And let's be honest, Wendy, let's be honest, 2-year-olds don't really know about pilots and planes and fire, and they don't, that's not in their realm.
Yeah. As he got to be around 4, he kept saying all these little details. Yeah. So his name was James, and his grandmother was starting to think, I wonder if my little grandson might be experiencing reincarnation. Yeah. And his parents, they were absolutely appalled at this kind of thinking, especially the father. The father was a Christian. He considered himself a rational thinker, and he wasn't having it. He worked, as the director of a human resources for an oil company. He was a very analytical person and Christian. And he just did not, you know, tales of a previous life, he said, quote, offended rational thought. He was just not on board at all. So he would start asking, you know, his son detailed questions. Do you remember the type of plane? Yeah. Where did it take off from? And then this little 4-year-old would say, a ship called Natoma. And then his father, Bruce, researched and found that there's an aircraft carrier named, it was an American aircraft carrier called the Natoma Bay. Yeah. And, you know, it was just a year or two of this. And so finally, his father's name was Bruce. He went to a meeting. He said he was going to write a history book. So he got into this meeting of the Natoma Bay veterans.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and he came across this man that flew with his son when his son, you know, said that he was a pilot. And he was a little bit more convinced, because when he went to this meeting, he found names of technical flight elements, the location of their last battle in 1945. Yeah. And it was all things that his son had told him previous.
Wow.
And he was like, oh, my God.
Right?
So, you know, he was just intrigued by all these coincidences. Yeah. And he was slowly starting to come around like, wow. And then finally his son said, well, I had a friend called Jack Larson. And in that meeting, well, guess what? There was a Jack Larson. He did exist. He was still alive.
Wow.
And this little boy's father went to visit him and confirmed some details and confirmed that, yes, there was a pilot that he was good friends with named James Houston Jr.
Wow.
Yeah, there was all these coincidences. And, you know, that's just crazy. How else would he know that?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, some people say, well, that's not proof. Well, to me, if you're saying details that a 4-year-old just would not understand and wouldn't even put two and two together, because honestly, I was not that cognitive at 4 years old. I don't know. Maybe I was. I don't know. I was worried about what kind of candy I was going to get and if I got my, you know, whatever. But, you know, the thing is, and this can get touchy for people that are somewhat religious. And hey, listen, this is not a slam on religion. There's a lot of religions that do believe in reincarnation. Oh, yeah. But also, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably believe in it too. But if you don't, it's okay, because, you know, we're introducing things that, you know, and you may have skipped this episode if you don't believe in that. And you might just be here for the true crime part, which I do those stories too. But
and if you don't believe in reincarnation, it's okay. We're not forcing anything on anybody. We're just giving you a different side to it. Like, you know, this is plausible. You know, there's a few things here that just really don't make logical sense unless it was reincarnation.
Right, so. Right. And, you know, it's so prevalent with children too, because sometimes, and you know, I always think about it this way. Sometimes I think that we remember, you know, God, source, whatever, allows us to remember a past life, if nothing else, for these stories to say, guys, you don't have to be afraid to die. Yes. You never go anywhere. You only just take off your clothes, which is your body. You shed those clothes and you come straight up here or wherever here is. It could be to the left or right or up, or I don't know where it is, you know, and we just decide to either stick around for a little while, come back. I mean, we need the contrast. We need that learning experience. And you know, it's so funny because I saw somebody on the video say, you come here to make mistakes. You come here to have tragedy in your life. You really do come here for that. Did you plan every bit of it? No. Did you plan some of it? Yeah. And you know what I've always said, and I just thought about this. I've always said this, and I know this in my soul. It's not a mistake if you learn from it.
Right.
It's not a mistake. I don't care if you've been married for 40 years and you decided to divorce. I don't care if you've, you know, decided, you know, whatever it is. It's not a mistake if you've learned from it.
I totally agree. I mean, we come here to just learn from our mistakes, and no one's perfect. And yeah, there is a lot of ego out there. I think ego, you know, it just with everything, it's the guiding force with a lot of things, which, you know, and it's comforting too to know, because there's so many NDEs, near death experiences, where they're like, listen, it's a real thing. You know, when someone dies, it's not the be all end all. It's you're not dead. You are alive, your spirit's alive, you're still around. It's just in a different realm.
Right.
It's like a higher plane. Like if we had loved ones up there and we're really missing them, they can be around you if you want them.
Yeah, you know, because the thing is, we're all connected, period. When I've had people that say they've had a near death, especially with my friend Vicky Button, I just had her on a couple episodes before your episode. And I was talking to her about when she was experiencing like the other side. She said, I was in that room watching my body, but I knew the doctor. I knew why he was a doctor. I knew how many kids he had. She goes, I knew everything about him. And I never met him because we're connected. She goes, it was like a download, but it was just a knowing.
Yeah, innate knowing. Yeah. Which I have like with things, and I know you've got it too, where you just know about things, which you probably shouldn't. There's no reason for it, but you just do. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Well, yeah, when things resonate in your soul, just if nothing else, reincarnation resonates with me. I do believe we go through those things. And you know, some people say, well, you don't go backward. You're not a human and become an animal again. Well, okay. I think anything's possible, but maybe that's the typical thing, but maybe somebody decides. But I've also heard people say, well, we don't go back in time. We go forward and forward. I think that's absolutely false, because I do think if we want to come and experience another life, and the 1500s is really what we're going to need to really conquer whatever it is that we need to conquer, we're going to go back to the 1500s, you know?
That's a cool concept. Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not like it's linear, you know, up there. It's not like, well, I've already been here in 2025, so I can't go back. I have to go forward. No, you go to any time that would be a value to your soul evolution, I would think.
Oh, wow. That's a cool way of looking at it. Time and linear, that's a whole other level.
You know, like in Interstellar, I don't know if you've seen the movie, but when he was talking to his daughter, and he was in space and she was missing him, and he was going through those little blocks and trying to talk to her, and it was actually him knocking the books off the shelf. He was seeing her at different times, and that's how I feel like it's all happening now. He was doing it at one time, but it was different times for her, different years for her. her, and he was doing it all at the same time. It was just incredible.
Yeah. So you've heard of Dolores Cannon. Yeah. She's the spiritual advisor. I mean, she's passed on now. I'm not sure what year she...
2014.
Yeah. I still listen to some of her stuff. You know, she comes up in my stories, and she is just a wealth, wealth of information. I mean, about the afterlife. And she said one thing, though. I wasn't sure about this. She said, we all experience all different ethnicities, male, female, everybody does. Yes. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to.
Oh, no, I think we have a preference on whether we're female or male, but I think we want the experience to be a male, to be a person of color, to be a woman, to be a child, to be all of those things. So I absolutely think, because we don't have egos there. We're not going, well, I'd rather, I mean, like I said, I do think we have a preference in whether we want to be female or male. But also, I don't know if you ever heard Dolores Cannon talking about talking to Nostradamus.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. And also, you know, think about it. He said, I am in my time and you are in your time. I am still alive in my time talking to you in your time. So think about it.
That's
bizarre. and she got a lot of information. And he said a lot of the quatrains were not deciphered correctly, were not interpreted correctly. And this was like a year process. And it got to where she was talking to him through one person. And finally, it's almost like he gave her his phone number and he said, I'll talk to you through anyone, you know, you do a past life regression or whatever on, and I'll tell you how you'll know it's me. And she did. So
that's incredible.
I mean, and that, think about it. That's incredible in itself. But that tells you energy can't be destroyed or created. It can only transform. It can only change form. So just because we shed our bodies, you know, whenever it's our time, right? And honestly, it's funny how Bashar will say, nothing of consequence really happens to you in this life. And he goes, and I don't mean to sound like your life is not important. Your life is very important. But when you get to the other side, nobody judges you and goes, oh, well, you did this or you did. They don't care. Did you learn? Did you understand? Did you evolve? If you didn't, you can go back and do that more. Or if you don't want to, you don't have to either. And people take it so seriously. But the thing is, we have this gift of learning and not having to just read a book. We can actually be in the book, living it. This is a gift, regardless if it's a good life or a bad life.
Yeah, it's all a gift. And, you know, we have to have gratitude, of course. Some days you have more gratitude than others.
Right.
you know. Yeah, but it's comforting to know that this isn't the end all be all. I mean, it's just it's a part of what we're going through. I mean, it's hard sometimes, you know, days can get really challenging and difficult. And you're wondering, like, what is the point of all this? You know, what is the point of all this chaos and suffering? Because this isn't really how it's supposed to be. You know, it just really isn't. I mean, you go out into the world and there's good stuff, but lately it's just everything's been so heavy and... You know, you kind of look around at people and you can just see they're, you know, they're not happy. You know, they're just kind of walking around.
Well, you know, and I think it's all about perspective too, because, you know, I can get in that mindset of, oh my God, the world is crumbling around me. And don't get me wrong, I have those days. I do have those days. But then I'm like, you know what? Is it affecting me right at this moment? Do I need to react and get upset and be upset all day and let it affect me? Because listen, I've gone there. Or can I change my perspective, do what I can to help, try to spread awareness even on this podcast as much as I possibly can. If nothing else, be a light for someone instead of listening to all the other stuff going on in the world. You have this, absolutely. You have this to listen to.
That
and
mindset is everything. Yes. It is everything. It really is.
Yes. And, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about people that have clinical depression and need, you know, help. I don't mean that. But if you have the ability to be able to pick yourself up and go, listen, you got to stop watching the news, or you got to stop whatever it is you're doing that's upsetting you, and just get away.
I can't watch the news anymore. I watch it a little bit just for weather.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then I can already feel like, okay, I need to turn it off.
Yeah.
And I just have calming music. And it just makes all the difference
in
the
really
world.
Does. It really
Burn
does.
Some incense, you know, get out, get some fresh air. You know, it just really makes all the difference in the world.
You have to protect yourself, Wendy. And, you know, I do too. And I've told people this many times on the podcast, you know, just, you know, even just put your social media down, put your phone down. And I'm bad about that. I'm always on my phone doing something.
Yeah. So am I. It's like, It's a time suck, you know, you just get sucked in because there's these really interesting everything, like, oh, that's a cool product, or that's an interesting person. And then before you know it, 45 minutes is just passed on. Like, okay, I have to be a little bit more organized with my time, or I'm not going to get anything done. Because we didn't grow up with these electronics, you know? So, gosh, we had a lot of time on our hands, didn't we, as Gen X?
Well, we were outside playing tetherball, and we were,
you know, making tree forts and, you know, just exploring and actually having to use, you had to have an imagination, you know, not that people, you know, the young generation today doesn't have an imagination. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's very vastly different. Yeah, it's really is. So different.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. But guys, here's another thing we want to talk about. Beach reads. And guess what? We both have novels that you guys can take to the beach, or you can do whatever you want. And now Wendy has almost a book 3 coming out. So I'm going to let her tell you about her books. And then I'll tell you a little bit about my books. Yeah, go ahead.
So my first book, A Gray Resort, came out in 2019.
Okay.
So basically, it's set in a northern Wisconsin on a lake resort where I grew up. And it kind of touches on my sixth sense a little bit. You know, we had paranormal activity across the street in the woods there, and I thought that would make a great premise for the book.
Sure.
I had a lot of great feedback, a lot of good reviews on it, and it was fun to write.
Yes.
And, you know, I was going to stop at that one, and they're like, no, continue on. So then I wrote An Awakening, which really it's good and evil versus evil, and it kind of gets into a little bit more into the characters arcs and things.
Yeah.
And that came out around COVID 2021.
Yeah.
And now I am very, very excited. I can't wait. My third book is coming out in probably about a couple months. I'm in the hard stages right now. Well, I shouldn't say hard. I've got it edited, but we're going back and forth on, you know, just getting some fine details about the cover and things like that. So it's due to come out in a couple months. And I put my heart and soul into this. And I really think, I think it's good. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
And the cover alone, I'll have to show you. But I don't know how much I can say. I don't know if I should say the title of it. Should I? I don't know.
Well, I mean, if it's coming out in a couple months, absolutely.
Okay. So it's called The Choice.
Okay.
And it starts out where there's some strange things happening in this town of Neillsville.
Okay.
And, you know, the people of the town, some of them are getting black eyes. The church, the crosses are turning upside down a little bit. There's a lot of strange things going on in this town. And in this book, it kind of covers why that is. And this group of people band together to try to rid this town of whatever is going on.
Wow.
But
sounds intriguing. I love the good and evil thing. That's kind of what I do in my Graveyard Watchmen series. It's a series about angels and demons. And without giving too much away, it's one of my bestsellers. And then, of course, Atticus was my first solo book, and that's more about a haunted house. And then Apollo's Son is my latest book. It came out in 2022. And it's actually based on Greek mythology, and it's based in Dallas, and it's about magical mystery.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun. And I've had a lot of reviews. They all happen to be bestsellers on Amazon, mine do. And I think, thank you. Well,
really, I mean, my God. I mean, and you wrote, how many books have you written now?
Well, I wrote 2 prior to Atticus, which was that first solo book I told you about, with a co-author, Vieira House and Bayou Gazette.
Third book, I'm like, Jesus. I remember how hard it was. You know, you kind of forget. You just kind of sweep it under the rug like, but then when you're in the thick of it, right, when you're dialed in, doing those long nights of writing and editing, I'm like, oh my God.
I also wrote another book for another publisher named Easy Fix, and it was in Kristen Proby's universe of her books, and that publication has gone down just because she no longer publishes books, but it was very successful too, and I actually have paperbacks of those, so I've written eight books.
That's amazing. I'm in an anthology with 2 other books, but you know, that was with other authors too,
right.
That made the Amazon bestseller list.
There you go. See, you're a bestseller.
So, you know, there's a lot of beach read there for people.
Listen, you know, and you have yours on, don't you have yours on audio as well?
Yeah. So my first book, A Gray Resort, yes, it went on audio. Crystal and Andrew Underwood, they did such a beautiful job, and her voice was just perfect for the book. I thought she really captured the essence of Neillsville, of where I grew up. So yeah, that's available.
Yeah. And, you know, that's good for like a car ride or whatever. But if you actually like, some people just like to hold a book and read it at the beach. And mine are all available on Amazon on paperback, or you can get them on Kindle if you'd rather just have it on your Kindle or your iPad or whatever. But girl, I'm so happy we were able to talk about this. And I always love talking to you because you're so much fun, girl.
So are you. We have a good time together, don't we?
We do. And we'll have to have you back on. You know, we can talk about other subjects.
Yeah. I would love to. You know, someday I'd love to visit you, you know, in Texas, have some, you know, margaritas and chips and salsa and just chat away about everything.
Okay, well, see, that's already a date because that's like one of my favorite things to do, okay?
Oh, I would love that. Thank you so much for having me on, Leslie. It's always a fun time, and I really appreciate it so much.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'm going to add all of Wendy's information in my show notes, guys. So go give her books a read, and we will see you next week. Well, I love providing because I want to know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist, and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.